morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We got a lot going on over here, and some good stuff's afoot that we'll be talking to you about over the next 2 or 3 months. I'm out of breath. I had to run here, Uncle Kevin.
I didn't think he was going
to
make it.
You were going to have to do the show here for a second.
Yeah,
see, this is what like when you show up a 30 seconds before showtime. This is just like it.
It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with nothing.
Great broadcast today. One of our longtime friends, Laura Presley. One, I just like her because I like her. And two, what she's done with this election fraud in Texas is unbelievable.
She needs to be in the White House showing Donald what's going on.
Maybe. Don't you think Donald knows what's going on with these elections?
I don't know. He's doing a lot of stuff. You know, I don't know. I hope so. A little refresh, of course.
Well, he certainly hasn't done much about it.
he hasn't done a lick about it.
See Bradley Thompson. We've never interviewed him. He's written a book, and I talked about this book before. America's Revolutionary Mind is the name of the book. And I get lots of books. And, of course, obviously, I'm biased. I like Founding Fathers, that kind of stuff. This is my favorite book I've ever been sent, ever. I talked to him this morning. He's very well-spoken. We're going to have a fantastic interview about the mind of the Founding Fathers, the ideas. I believe ideas are bulletproof. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. Robert Frost, our Founding Fathers, didn't believe in the future. They believed the future in. Well, what did they believe in? What was in their mind that brought forth the Declaration of Independence and the Revolution and all this? Fantastic story. It all started because he read a Harvard professor's essay or book on the Founding Fathers and the Revolution. He's like, this is horrible. This isn't even remotely, you know, I'll let him tell the story, but I got to write something different. And it morphed into, this isn't just about Declaration of Independence. This is about the Revolution. What was the moving, motivating ideas of the Revolution?
I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. We'll get to the news and then Laura Presley. 100-plus doctors demand Julian Assange, receive safe passage to hospital before it's too late. Any thoughts come to mind here about Julian Assange?
He's a hero.
What are they doing?
What are they doing?
Just killing him?
I don't know. His 6 months should be up. He's only supposed to be easy to be there 6 months.
And then what was supposed to happen to him?
Release him. He only had a 6 month sentence, I think. Then they were going to.
Well, hasn't it been?
I think so.
A group of over 100 doctors urged the Australian government to end its refusal to act in the case of Julian Assange and insist the British government release the WikiLeaks founder from prison so he can be safely sent to an Australian hospital before it's too late. He's like plutonium. I mean, like nobody wants to touch him.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump didn't touch him.
Trump didn't touch. He should have. Very disappointed in him for that. And my watch lost 3 seconds over that.
Well, where is the United Nations, that bastion of quote unquote human rights?
Human rights.
Where are they? Where is Amnesty International on this screaming about Julian Assange?
I don't know. Digging graves.
Judge grants government proceeds from Edward Snowden's book. You know, Edward Snowden wrote a new book.
No, I did not. No.
You didn't know that?
No, did not.
I can't remember the name of it. Permanent Record. That's it. Permanent Record. His memoir, Permanent Record. He did not get permission from the United States government to write it before he did.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Well, he doesn't live in America. All they can do is seize his proceeds in America
from it. Exactly.
And so the judge says, that's what we're going to do. There you go. Welcome to the free country,
free
boy.
Country.
Boy.
Yeah, exactly.
How you like that, boy?
That's right.
Can you see Boss Hogg? Or what's that movie with Burt Reynolds where Gator?
Yeah, I could see it.
Sounds like Gator. Boy.
Yeah, the first one was it. Smoking the Bandit.
No school, no trains, no Eiffel Tower. France on strike. French union activists cut electricity to nearly 1,000 homes or office. Wow.
They're getting down to it in France. Something's going to happen here pretty soon.
Yeah, like, no, we're getting attention, but not enough attention.
Yeah.
Let's turn your power off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be coming to your head pretty soon.
Right. You're not concerned about our fight? Well, you will be now.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to run your blender.
That's right.
Eiffel Tower staff walked off the job. How would you like to, you know, you plan your lifetime trip to France and then you want to go see the Eiffel Tower? and then the lights are off.
Yeah, you travel halfway around the world to go see the tower, and then you can't even go up it. That would not be good.
And then you have some very boisterous union person in French screaming at you about his pension, and you don't understand a word he says.
Yeah, with an M16 in his hand.
And a yellow. Well, I don't think they got that. He probably has a pop gun in France.
Probably.
Even Paris opera workers joined in yesterday's nationwide protest against France. So this is...
It's big.
Well, I don't know. It's like hearing news here. If people listen to CNN, they'd certainly have one view of America.
True.
If they listen to the Power Hour, they'd have another view of America. So I don't know where this article originated. It's not here on my list. I apologize. But thepowerhour.com, you can check all the news stories. Just click on news. We coagulate these. Or when I say we, I mean Catherine. Catherine does.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so it's hard to judge that, but... Let's certainly just, I think it's safe to say that there is growing dissent and unrest in France. Trump said what? Here are the top 10 zingers in President Trump's historic letter to Nancy Pelosi. Trump did not take this impeachment news. You know, today's the day, right? Isn't it today the day they're going to vote on the impeachment?
Yep.
Or they say, I mean, let's some, who knows? I don't even follow it that close, to honest, because I'm just so, I mean, who?
Sick of it.
I'm sick of it, and it's just such a sideshow. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
So Trump yesterday put out a pretty aggressive letter. Did you have some thoughts on this? Or?
No, I was just, you have it over there.
I have what?
The letter, right?
No, I don't have the letter. Oh, yes, I have this article.
Yeah, I thought you were going to read the top 10.
This impeachment represents an unprecedented and unconstitutional abuse of power by Democratic lawmakers unequaled in nearly 2.5 centuries of American legislative history. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely agree with that.
And why? Why is this unconstitutional? Why is this unconstitutional?
Because there's no due process in the whole thing. You have to start with due process. If you don't start with due process, the whole thing is null and void.
For people listening, what due process was not afforded President Trump?
He wasn't allowed to call his witnesses.
Well, then they're going to argue, well, that's what you can do in the Senate.
No, you have to do it in the Constitution. I mean,
House.
Yeah, House.
Well, see, I don't. I'm not 100% sure that's true.
I'm 100% sure.
Well, here's what I am 100% sure of. See, that's how little I've really even dug down into this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% sure. When you're a member of the House, you should be. You can call witnesses, or you can.
Absolutely.
But they're not allowing the people in the House. So this isn't a House Inquisition. This is a. Basically, Democratic Party.
Yeah, Inquisition.
So I would agree with that.
Inquisition. Okay. That's a good
By proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you are violating your oaths of office. Oath of office. Whoa. You are breaking your allegiance to the Constitution. Even worse than offending the Founding Fathers, you are offending Americans of faith by continually saying you pray for the president when you know the statement is not true. Unless it is meant in a negative. I love that he said that.
I think
you don't pray for me.
She plays
beady nose witch.
Prays to Beelzebub. She looks like it.
Allegedly. you know full well that Vice President Biden uses office and $1 billion of U.S. aid money to coerce Ukraine into firing the prosecutor. Wow.
That story is getting deeper and deeper and deeper. That's all we got.
Well, that's what this whole thing is about. This whole thing, to me, looking at it, the whole impeachment flea circus, obviously it's to draw attention away from probably the banking system.
Yeah.
But it's to cover up the real corruption that was going on. And, well, we'll just interview everybody. We'll see where our weaknesses are, and we'll cover them up.
There you go.
And that's how that worked. Anyway, what were you saying?
I guess we passed that test on Monday. The banks didn't seize up at the...
Oh, that's good. Well, that's real good.
That's real good.
Now you're trying to impeach me by falsely accusing me of doing what Joe Biden has admitted he actually did. Yeah, it's on tape. It's on video.
Right,
it's all
for
over
everybody.
The world. Everybody's seen it, and they just
ignore
it.
He was bragging about it like it was a good thing he did.
You have developed a full-fledged case of what many in the media call Trump derangement syndrome. You view democracy as your enemy. No, they love democracy, actually, Trump. They love them. That's mob rule.
Yeah, 51% wins.
They view the Constitution as their enemy.
Right.
I guess the will of the people, what he should say is you view the will of the people as contrary to your agenda. I would say it that way. Anyway, he didn't ask me what he should do, but that's how I'd say. You are the ones interfering in Americans' elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. I hate this. Quit using this word democracy. Yes, we have democratic processes. Yes, this is the quote-unquote democracy, but it's a constitutional republic, where we have certain ideals. More due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trial.
Oh, that. Bam!
And they were thrown in oil to see if they float, or whatever, boiling oil,
whatever,
to see if they live. She lived more than a minute in that boiling oil. Yeah. She must be a witch.
Yeah, we'll get a hold of
trial by ordeal.
Yeah, trial by ordeal, exactly.
Any member of Congress who votes in support of impeachment against every shred of truth, fact, evidence, and legal principles showing how deeply they revile the voters. Yeah, see, that's I would agree. I would key in on that. How truly they detest America's constitutional order. Again, that's a good point. Wow. Anything else you want to say about this before I move on?
No, I got a quick thing to say. I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. I know Neil Gorsuch said Merry Christmas yesterday on TV, and he upset a lot of libtards. And here on the Power Hour, we love Christmas, God, guns, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, America, our family, and Donald Trump's. And if I upset any snowflakes or Tinkerbells.
What are you doing? You go ahead. Are you done? Go ahead.
Tinkerbells. Too bad. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
You, so we love Donald Trump here?
No,
we
Gorsuch too.
Oh, Gorsuch.
He got trash for saying Merry Christmas on TV.
Okay, you feel better? Yeah, I don't listen to this nonsense.
I know, but
I mean, I guess it's a story because you can't say Merry Christmas. I mean, so
that's
you
a get Supreme that. Court
that's
judge.
That's how
crazy
out of whack our country is. That's why I don't listen to these. They're illegitimate.
Oh, I just ran across it.
CNN in disbelief over own poll showing impeachment support collapsing among Democrats.
I saw that. That was
hilarious. Yeah, did you see the host? Basically, at one point they said 94% of Democrats polled support this impeachment. And then now their poll, I guess it was yesterday, the host, Allison Camerota, I don't watch CNN.
No, me neither.
I barely watch Fox, to be honest with you. I do watch every once in a while to see what kind of how they spin things. It's very interesting.
Very interesting. It's down to 77% now.
Well, right. They said it fell 13% in about 4 days.
Yeah.
In about 4 days, it fell 17%. And he said, I don't believe this poll.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Yeah, that's what he said.
That's the only thing I agree probably with this person is I don't agree with the polls coming out of CNN.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement.
Yeah. They're calling up family members and
well, if they say it's 77%, what is it really?
Yeah, probably 60, 50.
Well, I think there's a lot of support for the impeachment Democratic side. I don't know. I guarantee there's 30. They'd hang him by a crucifix tomorrow if they could get away with it.
Yeah.
Latvian government says it flags, quote, suspicious Hunter Biden payments in 2016.
That's the other news that was coming out about it, Latvian payments.
As the U.S. presidential race began roaring to life in 2016, authorities in the former Soviet Republic of Latvia flagged a series of suspicious financial transactions. So the Latvian government questioned Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Is that impeachable on their offense too? Is that uncouth? Is that uncouth on their part that they question where these payments went or didn't go?
The rabbit
Burisma?
Hole's getting deeper and deeper, and Joe Biden and his son is falling in it.
Well, they're made men.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, though? Is anything going to happen to him?
I don't know. We'll see.
See, that's why Trump's not going to get impeached. This is like a mutual destruction thing. It's just going to blah, and then...
We'll see. I'll...
U.S. acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, to step down. So, he should step down. I mean, he tried to build a case against Donald Trump. If I'm a president and I appoint ambassadors, you got to be on the...
Right.
You know, you got to be on my team.
I wouldn't... He wouldn't step down. He'd be fired. Immediately.
Then that just gives them more something to scream about. You know, so they probably talked to him and said, look, why don't you just slither away and go get a job at some Democratic think tank in San Francisco discussing how to get the feces off the sidewalk.
Oh, did you see that one where that guy relieves himself in the grocery store?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, that's homeless, right in San Francisco.
Right in San Francisco.
See, that's to me, that's symbolic of just America's culture now.
Yeah, they hired that prosecutor who won't go after anybody who violates the quality of life crimes.
What does that mean?
quality of life crime.
Taking a dump in the store floor?
Yeah. He's not going to prosecute the guy. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. He came out and said he ain't going to do it.
Virginia activates official militia after gun confiscation threats. Lawmakers want to make this a felony. Now, we talked about this yesterday. It was yesterday or the day before. I don't know, time goes really quick. Anyway, you know about SB 64 and SB 67. Basically, the Virginia Democratic-led both parts of Congress in Virginia State, they are pushing bills which make it a felony to train your daughter how to shoot a gun at a gun range, or could be certainly could be interpreted that way. If you read it, it could.
Open-ended, written open-ended.
Very open-ended, or teach them jiu-jitsu moves or self-defense moves or what have you.
Yeah.
There's also a bill introduced that if employees, supposedly it's about striking, people strike, but it's very vague and it can be applied. So if a sheriff doesn't, or a police officer doesn't confiscate guns when told to, they're immediately fired.
Fired, yeah.
So it's more than a coincidence that's coming right at the same time that these two bills are being introduced. The, was it Tazewell County there? Now, this is huge, massive news. Huge news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've heard of people forming militias, like groups like Neighbors Bubba and a bunch of people, whatever. They
go
come
drink
together.
Beer and shoot guns.
Yeah, we're forming our little militia and training, and we're getting ready for the apocalypse or whatever. You know?
Exactly. So, buy some food.
Just a fun way to go camping and kind of be prepared and just kind of hunt or whatever.
Have some fun.
Right. So the county, not only did they do a resolution, like there's up to 40 counties now in Virginia. There's 95 counties in Virginia.
There is.
40 of them either have passed or about to pass some kind of resolution at the county level, at the government level, saying our county is a Second Amendment sanctuary. Nobody's taking guns. We're not, nothing to do with guns. You're not, none of your gun nonsense is going on here. Guns are
love
safe.
It.
Love it.
Love it.
One of the counties, Tazewell County, went further, and they passed a resolution to enact and institute and really reinstate, because back in the day, we had these in America,
right?
A county militia. So this isn't Bubba and his buddies down the street forming a militia. This is the county is now sponsoring this militia, organizing it, putting somebody in charge. Okay, you're in charge of organizing it, blah, blah, blah. You have authority of the county, of the elected. What does that mean? I talked to Stuart Rhodes on the phone. He was going nuts about this and helped me to see how amazing this really
is. It is amazing. Love it.
You know, if push comes to shove, you need to activate this militia, the county. So they bring in the National Guard to collect guns because they've threatened that. Mm-hmm. You know, that Democrat, what's the governor who wants to keep the babies comfy?
Yeah,
Northrop.
Something like
Northam. That. It's not him. It's is one of his underlings.
Minions.
Has made a comment of, well, the governor can use the National Guard. Okay, so in the Tazewell County now, ladies and gentlemen, if the governor brings in the National Guard, the county can now call forth the militia and arm them. They got bazookas in Virginia. They got automatic rifles. They got grenades. The county militia now has access to all of them, legally, lawfully, in America. They can arm these to the hilt. Say, okay, that's it.
Come and take them.
Come and take them.
That's right. Come and take
them. And this isn't Bubba and his buddies. This is by elected governors. Yes.
An official county.
This is huge.
Yeah.
I've said it 100 times. There is only one issue that I've seen that can engender enough, at least that's on the table right now, that can engender enough passion and interest that this is not... I mean, anybody thinks they're taking guns in America...
In America, they're out of their mind.
They're out of their mind.
Take them in the city or someplace like that, but in the rural places, they're not.
And I don't want people to be kind of stand down because of that. They think, as long as I got my gun, I'm safe. No. Let's have that same passion about some other things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Washington Gun Rights Initiative in trouble as recall filed against A.G. Ferguson. Last year in Washington State, that is the assistant A.G. Ferguson. What's his first name? I don't know. I don't even want to name these people. He's got a gun control initiative. 1094 would repeal a 2008 gun control measure that placed restrictions on so-called semi-automatic assault rifles and also, you know, high capacity, quote unquote, high capacity magazines.
Mm-hmm.
High capacity then is like it holds ten rounds. Reinforcing that initiative campaigns face uphill odds unless paid signatures hate the signature gap. Who writes these articles?
They're,
oh, my
they're
gosh.
They're hard to read these days.
And let me give you the gist of this.
Yeah.
And Washington enacted this law basically restricting, quote, assault weapons, high-capacity mags, red flag laws. Well, there's a big group that is coming and wants to recall the assistant AG who spearheaded this.
Good.
In Washington. Good. Yes, it is good. They don't have the 320,000 signatures necessary to bring up a recall vote, so they're working feverishly to try to get to that.
I think that's a good story.
Georgia removes more than 300,000 inactive voters from rolls. The Georgia Secretary of State this week removed hundreds of thousands of registered voters it classified as inactive.
Good.
The removal comes as part of a new state provision signed into law earlier this year. Under the provision, the state must remove registration records from the voter rolls that have been deemed inactive for more than 3 years. That's kind of narrow, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know why they're doing this, because they don't want it happened in Kentucky with that.
And Virginia.
Well, Kentucky, the Democrat that just won,
yeah.
One of the counties, there's 300,000 registered voters in Jefferson County. How ironic, it's called Jefferson County.
Yeah.
There's 300,000 registered voters in Virginia. How many people voted in Jefferson County?
300,000.
Does that seem even remotely possible, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're doing this, so I'm not.
Well, and one of them, either Virginia or Kentucky, put those people back on. Remember, they took them off 150,000 3 weeks before the vote?
Secret Surveillance Court demands answers from FBI for errors, omissions, and campaign investigation. Well, let's get to the Bill of Rights. I mean, see, we got these secret courts. We can surveil everything. See, again, ladies and gentlemen, why do I ask you to put the Bill of Rights? This is lawless.
Exactly.
Lawless. And people say, well, that's not right. Not right. It's against the law. It's against the law. Right. There's the music. Laura Presley on the other side. And then C. Bradley Thompson. The book is America's Revolutionary Mind. And I promise you, well, I don't promise you, I'm pretty sure, you're going to hear something very interesting you've never heard about the revolution. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to the Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
I forgot to, or we didn't get, not forgot, we didn't get to the story about Amazon's being caught selling, or products on Amazon are being sold that are being pulled out of dumpsters. You know, old products or whatever, dumpster food, all kind of things, vitamin supplements, and they're now being sold on Amazon. It's crazy. Counterfeit, you know about the counterfeits. Buy from the good guys, will you? Thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your purchases, your support, your donations. God bless you. Great gifts. Hurry up and get the Christmas orders and think about us. Think about leaving something for us under the stocking, please, so we can move forward. We are working and we have, believe me, we got some big things coming up over the next few months. I can't quite talk about it, but you will hear about it, God willing, and everything, and the creek don't rise. Our next guest is one of our favorites. We love her. I love people who are convicted. You've heard me say it a million times. Conviction is king right now. And when you look at what Laura Presley was able to accomplish, or her group, or her, you know, God through her, whatever you want to say, it's stunning. It's amazing. Election fraud. We know what's going on. She had the smoking gun proof and actually got somewhere with it and now is working for so much positive change in Texas and so many positive things, in really across the country. Laura Presley, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hello, Daniel. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so grateful for all the things that you're doing. You are an angel on this earth, and you're just,
wow.
You have been called to, you know, bring justice to this world. You have, and you've done a great job at it, so I'm just grateful to be back. Thank you.
Does that come with a badge and a salary?
It should.
What does that entail exactly?
It should.
Well, like, you know,
I'm on the scene. Daniel's on the scene. Stand back, you know?
Yeah. What it comes with is a lunch pail and a problem. That's what it comes with, to be honest with you. Anyway, want you to, for people, new listeners, a lot of new listeners, give a quick summary of your revolutionary, if I could use the word, very important case, where we were, the great things that happened from it. Let's start there.
Absolutely. You know, Daniel, gosh, it was 2014, 5 years ago. It was 5 years ago to this day that I realized my election had been stolen. And isn't that funny? 5 years to this day in 2014 that I realized that my election, I ran for city council in Austin, Texas, that election was stolen. And it was corrupted. We got evidence of that, you know. And long story short, you know, fast forward to the end of the movie, you know, we filed an election case in the Texas Supreme Court. We ended up in the Texas Supreme Court because we could not get justice in the lower courts. And we prevailed. We prevailed in that case in January of this year, you know, 4 years after we filed that lawsuit. we were vindicated, that the Texas Supreme Court said the evidence that we had was evidence, our case was not frivolous, and, you know, we had struggled in those lower courts, and they basically slapped the hand of those lower courts in Austin, here in Texas, and said they abused their discretion. And that's a really severe language that the Supreme Court kind of slapped the hands of these lower two courts. So fast forward, you know, that was a struggle in so many, Joyce Riley and you and the Power Hour, gosh, for those years back then, y'all did so much to help us with filing those cases, supporting with prayers and donations to make that possible. And I believe that we prevailed in that case because the Lord willed it. And, you know, I did it pro se. The Lord told me to just get rid of all my lawyers when we went to the Texas Supreme Court. It's kind of like a Gideon moment where the Lord told Gideon in the book of Judges, get rid of all those soldiers because you're going to take credit for the win. And then the Lord deserves the credit because, Gideon, you can't do this by yourself. You got to give credit to something else, some you know, this Lord. So God told me to get rid of the lawyers, and so I did. And I was scared to death. It just kind of I get choked up about it. I was really scared. We did it. And it was that Gideon moment, and I give all the credit to God and the Lord. It's just, I'm not a lawyer. I'm an engineer, and I'm a chemist. So, but I do believe this was something that had to be done in this country, had to be done in this state, and basically it opened the door for more. And so that's what we're doing. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, before we get to the good news and what's coming ahead from this, let me just ask you, from you personally, were you overwhelmed? Were your emotions all over the place? I mean, that had to be, at times, almost a crushing weight upon you, and other times you probably felt, you know, high as the Statue of Liberty. I mean, I don't know. What you personally, as you went through this?
You know, you're so correct. And, you know, I was scared. I was really scared. We had been sanctioned by these lower courts over $100,000. And on top of the debt that we had trying to get the cases, you know, paying the lawyers and paying all the court fees and all the discovery and all the, you know, the record to get it into the court of, the appeals court and the Supreme Court. We had to pay a dollar a page for just, you know, 12,000 documents in our case that had to be, you know, rolled up to these higher courts. So, you know, gosh, I mean, I was scared to death. Really, I was. My husband was just, you know, I mean, imagine guys that are listening to this interview. If your woman comes home and she goes, hey, honey, I just got sanctioned another $140,000.
Wow.
I mean, what would y'all do?
Well,
at
some point, who cares? It's like Monopoly. Sanctions
exactly.
A million. It doesn't matter.
It's funny money anyway.
Yeah.
It's funny money anyway. So just, yes, it was scary. Then, you know, I just did a lot of prayer, a lot of meditation, asking what is the path? What are we going to do? And honestly, the lower courts had set this precedence that was going to affect every candidate in the state of Texas. And other states could have used that as a precedence, too, because they copy each other around the country for different state for appeals courts and stuff. And this precedence was that these electronic voting machines, all the electronic computerized statistical data, technical data that we used in our case, was not evidence. And if that case, if our case had stood and we had not appealed it to the Supreme Court, all the candidates in the state of Texas would have never been able to file an election contest ever again challenging these machines.
Did you feel that responsibility? Because I'm getting chills listening to you.
I did feel it. And so it was kind of like we knew we were going to take it to the Supreme Court, but I didn't know that I wasn't going to have a lawyer. and finally, you know, we said, yes, okay, we're getting rid of our lawyers. We're doing it pro se. And that was the Gideon moment, honestly, Daniel. You know, I can't take credit for that. I can't. And it was like 2 weeks, a week and a half before our first brief to the court was due. And what came to me in prayer was just change the whole thing. Change it to focus on these issues. And that's what we did. I completely rewrote it about 10 days, 7 days to 10 days before it was due. We We'd already gotten two extensions, which were the limit. And because this is hard, you know, I'm not a lawyer. And we were just trying to do the right thing, try to copy best known petitions that had been filed around the state. I had read every single election case in the state of Texas back to the 1800s. Every single appeals case and Texas Supreme Court case all the way back to the 1800s to figure out what was going on in the state of Texas for election contests, because we didn't want to do something that someone had already done and had failed. We wanted to not do something old that failed. So I read every single case multiple times to try to understand where the needle was that we had to thread. And we did it with the Lord's
help. What did your husband think going through this? I mean, you mentioned him, so I'll go there. I mean, did he think, oh my gosh, Laura?
He was just, he trusted. I'm going to just tell you right now, my husband's just wonderful. He trusted. He was concerned. He was, you know, he had given me a certain amount of kind of like a limit of what I could spend, and I'd already gone over it. And
Oh my gosh. A husband giving a woman a limit on how much to spend.
Yes. And I said, hey, I've got a Power Hour interview tomorrow. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then your people would donate, and all these listeners would donate. I mean, God bless everyone that's listening to this interview, and it helped us in the past. I'm just, Daniel, it was, y'all made it possible.
You know, listening to you, I interview so many people, and to be honest with you, you know, it almost goes, I forget things and what have you, and I don't realize the extent of sometimes what we accomplish and what our audience has accomplished. And Joyce, you know, bringing you on, Joyce really started this. Everybody who's listening, and you may get the press, and the news may be this or that or what have you, and I want you to always remember Laura Presley and what this broadcast has done for Laura Presley and done for this. Did you hear what she said? I mean, if she wouldn't have stood, then all the electronic evidence would never be admissible in any of these cases, which it's all, that's what all these cases are, is electronic trickery. And she had the smoking gun evidence of fraud in a case where an atheist beat her 2-1 in a whole religious area district of Austin. I mean, it's a joke. Anybody with any sense knows this was, you don't have to know anything about anything and know that this is a joke. And she did it. And so now, please remember that, ladies and gentlemen. And Laura, that's why I love you. I've never met you. Hopefully I'm going to meet you soon. I think we are. We're going to do something special. You are special. And, I love you, and I don't even know you because of this. This is major.
I love you too, Daniel.
Let's talk about now the future. Let's talk about where we are now, the good news, things now, 2020. Where are we at?
You bet. So, you know, with this case kind of behind us and the precedents now that the Supreme Court set, that all of this data, this technical data, the computer logs, statistical analysis, all of these things are data and evidence that can be used in cases moving forward. So that opens the door for a lot of things to perhaps start happening. The other thing that happened where candidates were a little afraid to, they were a lot afraid to bring these cases forward because of these sanctions.
They didn't want to have to go through what you went through.
That's right. And I had somebody tell me, well, you know, they were afraid to be the first one. And I'm like, no, that spot's taken. Thank you very much. That spot's taken. We're done. You know, okay. They're not the first. So, whatever. But here's the problem, and I'm going to give you the problem statement, at least in Texas. I've worked, Daniel, with probably 15 candidates around the state in the last 3 to 4 years. We have shown them that their elections were potentially highly suspected, 99% sure that their elections were fraudulent, and that these are candidates that supposedly officially lost, but their polls and all of them thought that they won. And so they came to me and said, hey, can you help us? And I said, okay. So these 15 candidates looked like they won their election, and there were a lot of audit log issues, a lot of fraudulent activity that looked like happened. But not one candidate, Daniel, would stand up. And that's just shocking. Not one. Federal candidates, state-level candidates, county-level, city-level. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocked. 15 all around the state of Texas. And they were convinced that there was serious issues, but they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't stand
because
up.
Because what was the what
a
was
lot
the
of reasons. You know, one state senator said, well, it was not in his best interest to stand up. Okay?
Whoa. Meaning
no
he didn't
kidding.
Want to upset the good old boy club or what? What
do you mean? Who knows? Who knows? Okay, I can't get in their hearts. One candidate was a mayor candidate in a very large city in Texas, and he promised a room full of voters, Republican women meeting. It was like 200 Republican women, very active women in this large city, that if he thought his election was fraudulent, he would stand up and do something. He mm-hmm. did nothing after he promised all these women that he would do something, okay? So here's the challenge. These candidates that don't stand up, would you ever donate to them again?
No.
For a campaign? Why on earth would anybody
would
do it? Why would you? They don't have the guts. They don't have the courage. They don't have the morals. They don't have the spiritual strength to do the right thing. And
this
then they want to run again?
You know, you said do the right thing. You know, what am I trying to say? You know, I've never run for an office like that, but that's got to be taxing enough. So you run for it, and then now you're fighting a bigger fight on the end. It's almost like you didn't ask for it. In some ways, it's not fair. I would say that's not fair that they have to go through that, but that you're telling me that's really where we're at. If you're going to run and you're conservative, if you're principle based,
right.
You got to be ready for the whole shebang. In for
you
a pound.
You got to be ready to defend your election results. Because I'll tell you what, that's the last step. You can get to the 2 yard line, okay, and give up and walk away. All right, you're at the 2 yard line. You could have a touchdown. Just keep moving through those two last difficult yards, okay? But here's the bottom line. If this is going on in the state of Texas, and we believe it is, this fraud, election fraud, in so many counties around the state, if they, and I don't know who they are, Daniel, but if they know the candidates are cowards, then they just keep doing it over and over and over for the last
15
years.
All right, let me
okay?
ask you this then. These 15 candidates are the ones that you've worked with, that you have experience with personally.
Yes.
It has to be more. These are just the ones you worked with.
You got
with.
It. These are the ones that came to me, yes.
Okay, are these conservative-leaning? Are these...
Yes.
So generally, go ahead, explain
yes,
that.
Yes, they are. All conservative candidates. All Christian, okay? Now, if they who are doing this know that these candidates, that 99% of these candidates will not challenge, even if they know, even if the candidate knows that something happened, then you just keep doing it and there's no consequences.
Does this discourage voters?
This is the dangerous part, Daniel.
If I'm voting now and I'm listening to you and I believe you 100%, I mean, am I discouraged? Why am I even voting?
Exactly, because the candidates have the legal standing. Only the candidate can challenge when there's fraud in a candidate election. So voters are just stand holding the bag. You know, imagine you block walked or you phone banked and you gave money to this candidate and they won't challenge. It's shocking, okay? But that's the bad news. Now I'm going to give you the good news.
Okay, let's hear it.
The good news is in Texas, voters have standing when there are bonds or measures that bond elections or, like, say, school bonds or county bonds, road bonds, park bonds. So what we've seen are, and I'm an expert witness on a case in Dallas right now, in Dallas, Texas, where I was asked by a voter who was concerned about the results of a bond election. It's a Dallas Independent, no, I'm sorry, let me back up. It was Dallas Community College District bond election that supposedly passed. I was called in and asked to do an analysis of this election, and I looked at a bunch of data sets, election data sets, audit logs, all these things, all the technical data, and I came back and I said, yes, there's enough discrepancies here that could invalidate the whole election results.
Mm.
So this voter, who is a very, very brave voter, decides to file a lawsuit in Dallas. And here's the deal. This is what really opened my eyes. Voters have legal standing in these bond elections or these proposition elections or these constitute, you know, these amendment elections, whatever. No candidate needed, Daniel.
That's powerful.
It is powerful, my friend.
Yes, because now we can start attacking every one of these, somebody in the county.
And here's the other piece that I had not realized until this Dallas bond election hit. This is nonpartisan, Daniel.
Yes.
No candidate needed. And I cannot say that enough. No candidate needed. You candidates that are cowards, you guys can go move to the side. Okay? And people can choose or not choose to donate to these people going forward. I have also given PACs and Republican clubs and political clubs this advice that you need to, before you start endorsing these candidates or you're giving them money, have them put in writing that they're going to challenge the election if they believe their election results are not accurate. And if they don't sign that, you don't endorse them, because why would you waste your money? You go support the candidates that will challenge.
So that almost has to be, I mean, how ridiculous is that? And what kind of state are we living
though.
In? When I agree with you. It's true. But think about what you're saying. If you're going to run for election, you got to be ready to fight the result.
That's part of the game now. Okay, new rules, new judge, new sheriff in town. You gotta finish the activity.
Wow.
You're gonna
That's
have
crazy.
To go to the next step. And voters will give you money to do this. See, here's the deal. This candidate, this state senator, it was a state senator, candidate who said, you know, it's not in my best interest. We had donors willing to pay for the whole thing, and he still wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yes, sir. It's not about money. They'll tell you it's about money. It's not about money.
So when you say it's okay, you said, he said, she said, whatever, it wasn't in his best interest. You know, I asked you before, I'm going to ask you again. Did you perceive that this was, hey, if you just go along, if he doesn't challenge the system, he may be able to still be part of the good old boys club? Or, I mean, what was your perception of it?
My perception was that he was worried what some people would think.
Who? What people?
I don't know. I'm not going to say who they are, okay? What I know is, here's the facts. The law allows for these contests. The law now, case law now says you can challenge these electronic machines and candidates won't do it. Candidates won't do it.
Wow.
So my advice is, get them on the record. Get them to sign something. They won't sign it. You don't give them money. You don't block walk. You don't phone bank for them. You go to the next election, because these elections are, I believe they're stolen, Daniel. So why would we ever put our money into a car you just wrecked?
How rampant is this fraud?
It's rampant all over the state of Texas. What I'm seeing, I'm looking at these audit logs all across the state of Texas in many large counties. We've got issues in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. I mean, it's all over the state. All over.
I've thought, this is kind of a separate question. We only got 2 or 3 minutes left. Talking to Laura President. Laura, is there a website people can, where can they donate?
We don't have a website, Dana. We're kind of keeping this a little bit word of mouth.
Okay.
But what I want to do is get to the good news. So the good news is we formed this company, True Texas Elections, LLC, and we're working with, you know, voters around the state. We're working with the Texas Attorney General's office. We're working with county officials around the state, teaching them about these issues and how to avoid these issues and how to gather evidence when there's a problem. So what I would like your listeners to consider, instead of donating to these campaigns that my experience is the candidates won't do anything about it, donate to us. Donate to True Texas Elections and, you know, have get some really good funding into what is really important, which is this electronic fraud. Our job in this company that I set up, it's not a nonprofit, because we don't want the government telling us what to do and where to focus our work. or what not to focus on. So we go into counties and we worry about and we try to ensure the electronic counting is accurate and all the laws are followed. Because once the laws are followed, more and more honest elections are going to happen. What's going on now, we're just ignoring the laws, and no candidates are holding anybody accountable.
Right, well, so why would it stop? So why would it
exactly,
ever stop?
Why would it stop? So we, you know, a couple of voters have asked me to be, you know, expert witness on these cases, these bond cases, or these proposition cases, and I'm all for it. I'm here to help them, and, you know, we're here. So this is the answer. A lot of people yap and gripe and moan and groan. The answer is lawsuits, people who are voters being watchers in their county, and the voters filing lawsuits.
What about getting away from electronics altogether, going back to paper? Is that better?
Well,
that has its own problems.
A paper trail is important because then you can catch it.
All right. True Texas Elections LLC is, they can find you how? How can they find you to donate?
That's a great question. We don't have a website.
All right, we'll get to that. Right around the time. We'll get that and we'll get that out. Laura,
I'll give you a link.
Pleasure.
I'll send you a link, Daniel, and you can send it to people.
All right. God bless you, Laura.
Bless
I'll talk
you,
to you soon.
Daniel.
Okay. We're going to see you soon. I'm going to see you soon,
it.
Laura. God
okay.
bless.
Bye.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.